Hello. Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Aya. May I please have your name?
Your card.
Yes, my name is Crystal.
More information about your account.
Is that going to be the first or last name?
My first name's Crystal. Last name, Carlson.
Carlson, okay. And would you confirm the address for me, please?
5966 Bourbon Lane, Anderson, California, 96007.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me see here. Sorry, I'm getting in so I can see what product you have. All right. I show that you do have the CryoFreeze oil as the most recent order. How can I help you today?
Yes, I ordered two of them. And one is clear and one is yellow. I was wondering if you could tell me why that is.
I'm only showing the purchase of one on March 17th. Do you have a more recent order?
Yeah, I bought one for 50% off.
That's the March 17th order I see. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got two bottles, so. I ordered at full price, and then you had a sale going on for half price.
So I show you did do the lucky one. Let me see. March 17th. I see an order back on February 10th.
Yeah. I've sent you guys a couple emails, and I called, but nobody's gotten back to me, and I just wanted to know if you ever came across that. One of the CryoFreezes is clear, and the other one has a yellow tint to it.
I got you. I'm trying to make sure you ordered the same, so give me one wiggle. Okay, so I show you did one with a Bongino discount and one with a Lucky discount. Now, we did go through a chemical change, like we redid the ingredients. So you could have got the shipments at the different ingredients, like we did a product update. I'm trying to find an email for you. When did you email us?
I'd have to look. I'd have to go in my email. That's why I'm calling you guys again.
Gotcha. I'm thinking the only reason why they're different colors, it could be either A, overexposure to oxygen, or B, you just have two different ingredient compounds or compositions for the products.
Okay, I still have both jars.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Did you email us from Crystal at nosocronature.org?
Nosocronature.org, yeah, it's my last name spelled backwards.
Gotcha. I'm currently looking for an email because I actually handle these emails sometimes. I'm looking. And I'm also asking our development team to see when we have the update as well for the product ingredient.
Yeah, they say that they're the same. Manufactured 3/2020, manufactured 3/2020. They're manufactured at the same time. They have the same lot number.
So then the only thing I could think is the exposure to oxygen would be the only reason for it to call that to color like that. It's completely harmless of that, I reassure you. We are NSF verified, so it's not something that's something you need to be worried about as long as you're not using it past the expiration date.
Well, if it's manufactured in 2020, what's the shelf life and where are they stored at?
Well, the expiration is on the bottle.
Let me see.
So I'd actually show where Rachel has responded to you in February several times. I don't see any emails from you after February.
I'll go into my account and find it, but I'm not in my office.
Oh, look, no, I'm seeing everything that's ever been communicated between you and us. We keep everything on file. And I'm reviewing. I show you initially started emailing us on February 10th, and then Miss Rachel responded on the 11th, and then you emailed us again on the 22nd, again of February. She responded the 23rd, and then that was it. You said thanks. And then Miss Rachel replied, thanks as well. And that was the last conversation between the two of, between yourself and the company. But regarding the products, the only thing that could cause that discoloration is just simply oxidization of the product where it's exposed to oxygen. It's not harmful or something you should be too worried about. If you, of course, do have concerns, run it by your physician. We always recommend to do that anytime you have any type of medical concern.
I'm not running this by my physician. They're a bunch of quacks. What are you talking about?
Well, our products are actually developed by Yale scientists, endorsed and prescribed by a doctor as well. That's kind of what our company prides ourselves on, is our purities and our pharmaceutical grade supplements. So,
but most doctors just aren't into that. They'd rather use the chemical produced CBDs, you know?